This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm ready for this game tonight. I'm ready for Caps tonight. I know we're talking Browns, but I'll be honest. It's one of those things where like you would sit around after school and you'd wait for a big game to come up at the end of the night. I'm waiting for Cavs Celtics tonight. I got that kind of feeling.
You know, do you?
Yeah, you get butterflies about a game before they happen. I'm not even playing. And I got butterflies for the Cavs.
Gosh, if you were, I'd really be concerned about 15-0.
You should. You should be a little worried. You should be worried about me all the time. All right, so we're waiting. Hopefully, we're going to hear from Jameis Winston here in just a few moments when he steps up to the podium and he talks out at Browns camp. We'll see what's next. Jeff, there were a lot of things that were said today with Kevin Stefanski. I think we're all just trying to just hunker down for the rest of the season. I started thinking about this being an 18-game season and how much worse it would be right now. That was like I woke up this morning and I was like, you know the best thing about this season?
One more whole week would do it, huh?
Best thing about this season is it's only 17 games, not 18. So we can get to the end quicker. And, I your passion for people that want to come back and say, well, Jeff, why do you keep saying, or I'm saying it too, but why do we keep saying that Kevin Stefanski should be able to hang on to his job?
People need to listen closely. I've said if they get it going and play a little better the rest of the way, I would keep him. I think he's a good young coach, and I think you could have your coach for a long time. If they don't turn it around, they're all going to lose their jobs. I mean, that's just pro sports, especially the NFL. So I like him. If they don't turn it around, he's not going to keep his job. And probably shouldn't, Andy. If you go from a playoff team to a two-win team, the only thing is, and you mentioned this, you know, he was dealt Deshaun Watson. How bad has that been? It's been a disaster.
Yes.
It's been awful. And that is part of this deal. And he's the guy who's had to try and make it work. Everybody else who we assume were the deep thinkers on that aren't the people who had to make it work. He's the guy who's had to make it work. Dan Graziano, who's been on our show before, Dan wrote a story the other day, and I thought this was really interesting. He said, possible surprise cut trade candidates for the offseason coming up.
Okay.
And he said, Deshaun Watson was on it, and he said, I know this sounds improbable, because how do you get rid of the worst contract in professional sports history?
Tell me. How did he do it?
He didn't. He didn't know how.
Oh, he didn't know
he
how.
Just
oh, he just said that's the point.
He called it the worst contract in professional sports history. I thought, well, that's heavy. I couldn't argue with him.
I'm trying to think. Stefanski is probably has the fifth. He will. Yeah, he's got like the third or fourth most games coached. Let's see. Paul Brown.
Oh, he's way up on the list.
I mean, that's amazing to me. Paul Brown had what 214 games he coached. I'm just kind of looking through just regular season stuff, and it's amazing to me that how long he's been here though. Still, when you look at the history of this organization and how quick we go through coaches, how quick it's Bill was here for 80, Marty was here for 71, Kevin is going to surpass four. He only needs four more games to surpass Marty. To move his way behind Bill Belichick, Sam Ratigliano, Blanton Collier, and Paul Brown as most games coached during the regular season. I don't know. And we're talking about more time for him. This is a huge conundrum. My head spins when I think about this franchise and probably where they should be and where they're actually at. Michael is in a car. Hi, Michael.
Hi there, guys. I've been listening to everybody. And I don't know. I'll make it short. I'm a stand-up comic by trade, but one thing I am not looking forward to and won't be funny is if all the fans, if this is a blowout Thursday, all the fans call up and say, oh, the team quit, oh, the team's given up, oh, Stefanski lost the locker room. Meanwhile, they sold their tickets to Steeler fans, and it is a home game for Pittsburgh. That is not going to be easy to take.
What do you think it's going to be, Mike? I mean, I hope they
I'm
hang.
I'm hoping the game's competitive. I'm hoping this is a game that Chubb is actually healthy. But if we lose this game and everybody says, and continues with the same, because let's face it, I mean, my theory is Deshaun Watson was a mistake because of his head, not his body. He went through the same thing Tiger Woods did when Tiger Woods' world fell apart.
That's an interesting take.
And so if that is what that is. That's not Kevin's fault. That's not even locker room's fault, et cetera, et cetera. I wish the best for the kid, but it took years for Tiger Woods to get his head on straight.
And never did completely again, Michael.
I think you're absolutely right. You go from being invincible in the top of the world to looking every single person in the eye and knowing that they think less of you as a person. That's not easy. But if from a football perspective, my goodness, with the roster we have and the moves that we make and a fresh start and all of that stuff, you know, I'm happy for Winston. I also would have been just as happy if they'd have put DTR in so we could see what we've got. But my God, you're either a Browns fan or you're not. Go back to the days when you went there to cheer the team and the city, not with your cell phone so you could keep track of your fantasy league players.
Or bet on the game.
Although right? That's critical.
Yeah, bet on the game. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Michael, thank you. Next time, why don't you do a little stand-up for us? I think it might be more fun than this phone call was.
No, Michael was good.
No, it was an awesome phone call. I'm just saying.
I bet he's funny, too.
I bet you're funny. Our money's on you being funny.
I have performed for you, Andy, but next time I call, I'll do it again.
All right, Michael. Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
That was good stuff. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You want to talk about the kicker? Because there's another issue there. Right? You got another issue. What are you doing with your kicker?
Oh, you have issues. Andy, for some reason, this organization has decided to invest in kickers. I don't understand. Hey, I don't get it. 2019, they drafted Austin Seibert in the fifth round. Right? And they let him kick as a rookie, and then they didn't stick with him.
Yeah.
Well, he's been really good now with Washington, but he's been through four other teams. Then you drafted Cade York, right? What, in the fourth round.
Yeah.
Why are you drafting a kicker? And Cade, who sat here one day, right here in the studio, sweating profusely, 17 games as a rook, he was okay, right? He's kicked in one game since. It was for Washington. And then they traded a seventh for Dustin Hopkins, the precious draft picks. And Dustin was really good last year. And like all kickers, he's suddenly not as good as he once was. So this organization, since 2019, has put three draft choices into kickers. And you signed Dustin Hopkins to a multi-year contract. 3 years, almost $16 million. Why do you do that? Cowboys found a guy sitting on his couch who played soccer. Falcons found a guy on YouTube. The Chargers got a guy who beat out Dustin Hopkins because he put together a marketing campaign calling himself Dicker the Kicker.
That's a good point. Hey, can we give the
Browns... Why are we investing in kickers?
Can we give the Browns credit
for what?
For one thing? Well, they don't draft punters. I think they learned their lesson in 1978 with Johnny
Same
Evans.
Same thing.
With Johnny Evans, I think they learned their lesson. What do you got?
A little bit of news, gentlemen, coming out of New York. According to multiple reports, the Jets have fired general manager Joe Douglas.
Wow.
So the Jets have now fired their head coach and now have fired their general manager as well.
Supposedly, Woody Johnson might be heading back to England as our ambassador to England, as he was before when Donald Trump was president. And the rumbling is, yeah, he's going to clean house and then take off and dump it on his brother, who ran the team while he was gone.
Happy Thanksgiving. I got a job for you.
There you go.
His record.
You're in, Skippy.
6 years.
Pass the gravy. Also, find us a coach.
As general manager of the Jets, in 6 years, he was 30-64. I'm looking at those playoff numbers, and they don't exist. I don't know if you're sitting in Berea and you saw he just got fired with a team that's got 3 wins. Are you worried? Does that make you worried? Yes, no.
No, they're gonna play out this season, Andy. I think if they turn it around and play respectable football the rest of the way, I think Andrew Berry and Kevin have an opportunity to keep their jobs. We just all know how precarious it is.
Yeah, I just I don't think a lot of people listening to us believe that though.
Well, okay,
they think they're done. And the question is if they're done,
then get rid of them after the game on Thursday. If they're done, why keep them around? Get rid of them now. If the Haslams have already made that decision, don't sit around. It's their call, obviously. I would play out the season. If ownership has decided they're done at the end of the year regardless, well, then move on now, by all means.
And we had Mary Kay on earlier, and she said they want to be patient, right? Isn't that
a guy come in and have a winning record as an interim coach, and then don't hire him.
Right. Let's play this out logically.
Okay, play it out.
So let's say they decide to, if the Pittsburgh game goes ugly, they decide to move on, right?
I have a lot of trouble thinking that because of one game, they're moving on, right?
It wouldn't be one game. It would be the culmination of a season that has been incredibly disappointing.
And it would be the fact that you have 11 days to do whatever you got to
do. Because your next game is Monday against Denver. Right.
That would be the real reason. It's the only reason I'm pointing to it. So let's
kind of the New Orleans feel, right? Like what New Orleans did, kind of the same thing. Okay.
Let's play this out logically. So let's say it gets ugly in Pittsburgh. You decide to make the move after the Pittsburgh game, right?
Okay.
What does that prove? What does that gain you outside of getting the fan base a pound of flesh? Like, outside of that, what does that gain? You maybe get a dead cat bounce. Okay, great. You get one game out of it. Delightful. What does that truly get you?
The only thing it does, Dan, is this.
A head start on head coaching hires. That might be the only one I could think of.
If ownership has already made up its mind, well, then why? There's no reason to wait. Would Jim Schwartz be the guy? Did they bring Mike Vrabel here to be the coach in waiting? I don't think so, personally. That doesn't feel right to me. And I don't know Mike Vrabel. His reputation, his image does not seem like the kind of guy who would come in and undermine a guy who's in place.
I'm not buying that either.
I'm not either. Yeah. I'm not buying it at all.
Especially the way Kevin said, too. He said it was his decision and my decision today. I do trust Kevin on that. You know,
I don't know that Kevin's lied ever in press conferences and stuff.
He just doesn't tell you what you don't need to know. Yeah.
You want to hear.
Here's what it buys you. Buys you a few seats for the Dolphins game because you only have two home games left after this, right? So maybe if you take a pound of flesh this week, that people will show up for the game against, who knows what it's going to be like on December 29th. Could be cold against Miami.
Right. Probably will be.
Because the Chiefs have done so well and because you got a guy from Cleveland on the team that, you know, I would think the Chiefs game is going to have good attendance. So,
I mean, there's more to this than that. And even the Vrabel part of it. And it just seems very much like everyone demanding a pound of flesh. But if you play this out logically, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Unless they've already made a decision.
And you can just sit here and be miserable and call us on Mondays after the game or Tuesdays or Fridays after they play some of these games. Hard to believe they're still on Monday Night Football, but that looks like that's going to come to fruition that they'll stick there. But it's just going to be just ugly radio, ugly fans until we can get to the next season. Not that you look ugly, just that the sentiment is.
That's harsh.
Take it from a guy who's ugly like me and has a face for radio now and has transformed into a face for radio. You're not ugly.
Wow.
Jeff, maybe you, but not
harsh,
me. What was harsh?
It was self-harsh.
Yeah, self-harsh. Okay, good. I want to make sure we're on the same page.